When companies are innovative, they can bring benefit but also harm. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Robert Edgell, professor of technology management at SUNY Polytechnic Institute, explains that not all companies have our best interests at heart.
Innovation is that magnificent human phenomenon which enables us, working through firms and technology, to re-envision and improve our lives. Most often, firms' innovation activities, on balance, yield positive benefits for society. However, occasionally, they do not. Accordingly, we were intrigued by the question, under which circumstances are innovating firms most likely to create benefit instead of harm? Our investigation revealed that informational choices and responsibilities are critical predictors of innovation outcomes experienced by external constituents, such as customers and suppliers. My colleague and I found that firms which engage external constituents with meaningful and transparent information practices are more likely to create beneficial outcomes. These firms and stakeholders deliberately enter into power-sharing dialogues with the aim of co-developing a collective language with specific meanings for benefit and harm. This approach seems to overcome the problematic nature of limited or imperfect information. Conversely, firms that engage in low power sharing and selective transparency with customers, for example, may act unilaterally without sufficient development of shared meaning, thus increasing the likelihood of unwittingly producing harm. So it seems that learning to speak a common language with others may be all that is needed to vastly improve innovation outcomes.
That was Robert Edgell of SUNY Polytechnic. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.